The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 30th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of novelist John Hassler, born in Minneapolis, 1933, whose father had a little two-aisle grocery store in Plainview, Minnesota, where the boy stocked shelves and trimmed produce and helped customers carry groceries out to their car, and where he got to observe them. He called it his training ground for being a novelist. John Hassler, who's written about high school English teachers, Catholic pen pals, country colleges, small-town life in his novels, including Staggerford, Rookery Blues, and A Green Journey. It's the birthday of Vincent van Gogh, born in Zundert, Holland, in 1853, who painted sunflowers, starry nights, wheat fields, and self-portraits, and whose work was just beginning to be acknowledged when he committed suicide at the age of 37. He had studied to become an evangelist, went as a missionary to the coal miners in Belgium, one day decided to give away all of his worldly goods and live like a peasant, which got him kicked out of the mission, and it was then that he started to draw and to paint. For 10 years, from 1880 to 1890, he painted fast and furiously and began to develop the style he became known for, in which images of flowers and trees and landscapes are exaggerated by very vivid colors and very rough brush strokes. He painted very fast so that he could catch the mood he was in as he was painting, and often squeezed tubes of oil paint directly onto the canvas. He was put in an insane asylum at Saint-Rémy in 1889, and one of his greatest paintings, Starry Night, was painted while he was confined there. Left the asylum in the spring of 1890, and in July of that year, just as he was starting to get attention for his work, he committed suicide because he felt himself to be a failure. And it's the birthday of the playwright Sean O'Casey, born in Dublin, 1880, best known for his plays Juno and the Paycock and The Plough and the Stars, which portrayed the leaders of the Irish independence movement as brutes and half-wits who slaughtered each other indiscriminately, which caused riots when the play was performed in Dublin and the Abbey Theatre refused to produce his next play, and Sean O'Casey left Ireland forever. Sean O'Casey, who said, "All the world's a stage, and most of us are desperately unrehearsed." Here's a poem for today by William Carlos Williams entitled Spring and All. By the road to the contagious hospital, under the surge of the blue mottled clouds driven from the northeast, a cold wind. Beyond, the waste of broad, muddy fields brown with dried weeds standing and fallen patches of standing water, the scattering of tall trees. All along the road, the reddish, purplish, forked, upstanding, twiggy stuff of bushes and small trees with dead brown leaves under them, leafless vines, lifeless in appearance, sluggish, dazed spring approaches. They enter the new world, naked, cold, uncertain of all save that they enter. All about them, the cold, familiar wind. Now the grass, tomorrow the stiff curl of wild carrot leaf. One by one, objects are defined. It quickens, clarity, outline of leaf, but now the stark dignity of entrance. Still, the profound change has come upon them. Rooted, they grip down and begin to awaken. Spring and All, a poem by William Carlos Williams from his Collected Poems, Volume 1, published by New Directions. and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find hundreds of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Katrina Cicala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.